WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 8. It's 59 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors, your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. Go to bcsrealtor.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council is moving ahead with two changes to its roaming vendor regulations. There was a consensus to James Benham's request to exempt mobile medical services, also known as hangover wagons, that offer IV therapy.
While it's easy to make light of the type of service this offers, I think it adds value to our citizens and provides them needed health care.
And commercial businesses will have more days for outdoor tent sales. When council members wanted to give more days to locally based companies, city attorney Carla Robinson says they could not do that.
There is a potential legal issue in doing that under the Interstate Commerce Clause.
Okay, certainly don't want to go there then.
There was no disagreement on the council to increase the number of tent sale days per year from 21 to 36, with a maximum of 3 days each month. For the third straight week, the Brazos County Commission heard from residents of the Nantucket subdivision south of College Station who want a ban on heavy truck traffic. Spokeswoman Marie Wolf first thanked County Judge Dwayne Peters for meeting with residents after last week's meeting, then said they were at an impasse.
Nantucket is asking the Commissioner's Court request the county attorney to file for an attorney general's opinion on the matter, and that Nantucket have the right to attach a letter of their own to that request, as well as the Texas County Attorney's Office, where the counties have ordered no through truck signs for their roads.
Wolf says 20 Texas counties have truck bans. Peter told WTAW News last week that they are still studying the request, but so far have not found a state law that allows counties to do that. A Bryan man arrested for intoxication manslaughter last month and has also been sued for the deadly crash puts the blame on the person who died.
According to online records from Brazos County District Court, Robert Spurger wants a jury trial in the lawsuit filed by the survivors of Maria Ramirez. Bryan police reported the Bryan woman died October 17th after her Jeep was struck head-on by a pickup going the wrong way on a freeway exit ramp at Tabor Road. Ramirez's estate claims Spurger was driving his employer's truck following a company function where Spurger had been drinking. His employer has not filed an answer to the lawsuit, which was originally filed 4 days after the crash. Spurger remains in jail on the criminal charge. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office says a Houston man's going to prison for multiple violations of contacting a woman who moved to Bryan after he strangled her in DeWitt County. 44-year-old Brian Thuman was sentenced to 6 years for stalking and violating bond conditions. Prosecutors say Thuman sent presents to the victim and her children and wrote letters to the victim while he was in the Brazos County Jail. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Texas A&M Foundation has announced it's past the halfway point 1 year after starting its $4 billion Lead by Example campaign. Foundation officials say $2.3 billion has been raised as of August 31st, and a record $104 million will be available to university for immediate use and endowment earnings. More information about the first year of the campaign is online at WTAW.com. Blinn College is launching a new surgical technology program in partnership with the Baylor Scott & White Medical Center in College Station. Hospital President Jason Jennings says this helps address a 25% increase in the number of healthcare jobs.
When you compare healthcare to other industries grew by 2.1%. You see, 1 in 9 U.S. workers will hold a job in healthcare.
Blinn President Mary Hensley says students in the one-year program will become part of the surgical care team,
helping to prepare for and assist during surgeries.
The certificate program starts early next year. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 59 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors. We'll take one more look at news this morning at 8:30. You can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Did you know that Bryan and College Station were both voted as top 10 most improved cities in the U.S. since the recession? Our market is booming, and now is the time to buy, sell, or invest in real estate by partnering with one of the trustworthy Noteworthy Realtors with the BCS Association of Realtors. Brazos Valley Realtors, investing their time, their efforts, and their energy in this community. Visit bcsrealtor.com to find an agent and get started on the next exciting chapter of your life.
Good morning. It's 8:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
We will have plenty of sunshine out there for today. Your high temperature this afternoon up between 80 and 85. And for tonight, clear, low temperature, low 60s. Mix of clouds and sun, breezy, warm on Thursday. Again, about 80 to 85. More clouds on Thursday night, breezy with a chance of showers. Low temperature, mid-60s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms and cooler Friday, 70 to 74. This is meteorologist Gary Bass, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So we're running a news story this morning as they talk about the bounce-back bus, if you will. They keep coming up with all these cute little euphemistic things here. It's generally for people who drink too much, get drunk, are feeling like crap, and they need to do something about it.
Yeah. Yep.
So they take an IV and pumps them up. They feel better.
Hangover wagons.
That's right. You got to go to church in the morning, huh? Okay. Better stop by the hangover wagon.
Oh, mom and dad are coming in town today for lunch.
Well, you know, what I enjoyed tremendously, because I happened to be watching the workshop session as they were talking about this, and one of the times they talked about when this would be important was Parents Weekend.
Yep.
They really said Parents Weekend.
How funny. And they're expensive.
I mean,
it's like $100 to $150 a session.
Correct.
But, and that's the best. You're going to use your parents' credit card to buy it.
Now, how will that appear on the card?
Yeah, right?
Medical service.
Yeah. Fundleg Enterprises.
Honey, are
or
you
whatever.
Okay? What does that mean? Did you have to go to urgent care for something?
I stubbed my toe,
Yeah, you did. Look at this. Who are these people here at $100 a pop for three weekends in a row? What is that
right?
all about? But then also for Councilmember Benham to use the term needed health care, I found very interesting.
Yeah.
That's a little bit emotional. I mean, you do need it. Yeah, I got it. And we don't want you getting into a vehicle or getting on a motored conveyance.
Right.
Or probably even walking if you shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that that's needed health care. We still have the ride service, don't we? The free ride service for
carpool.
People who, exactly, for people who.
Right, but that's on nights. That's okay. That's at nighttime. Coming from Northgate home.
Okay,
but or anywhere. It's not just for people who've been drinking.
But. Yeah. But you're right. Needed is not a relative term. You know, I've never used it, so clearly it's not needed.
It's much wanted. How's that?
Wanted
it's
is different.
Much wanted. Anyway, and again, I don't want to sound like the old guy, but I mean, I guess that's probably where we are now.
I just wonder how big the demand is going to be.
Well,
because again, it is expensive, and I know some will have the money, but most kids just chug a Gatorade and pop a couple Advil.
Yeah. And
at that age, they can do that. It's the older people that I'm going to be. They might be the ones who want to use this.
And they
more.
Can afford it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and the other thing that I found really, really interesting is they were discussing, I think Lance Sims was speaking to council about this whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
And they had reached out to other cities who have done this. Austin and Las Vegas.
Right.
Okay. Austin, Las Vegas, and College Station.
Totally different cities. Yeah.
One of those doesn't belong in that group
exactly.
right there.
Well, and my question is, they call them like these mobile or whatever, but do you have to get to them? Do they come to your house?
Well, and that's the other thing is, do you have mobile units? Do you roll them? I mean, do you move? And the other...
Because who's going to go back to Northgate on a Sunday morning... Before, I mean, I guess there's a couple churches on Northgate. Maybe they are going to go get it before they go to church on Sunday. I don't know.
You know, I don't know. You get over there in that apartment corridor over by Holloman.
True.
You could probably just do grand business over there.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be
definitely.
Like, can you see that like the ice cream truck? It drives through real slowly and it plays a little song.
Yeah, they need
it's the bounce back bus, man. Oh, yeah.
They need a little song. Yeah.
Of course, the problem is they got to come down three flights of stairs to get to it. That's a little bit problematic.
I guess that's the whole question is they're going to have to be somewhere. Somewhere where kids can get to them easily.
Yeah. And again, Northgate may not be the answer. That's why maybe they'll make a deal with apartment complexes.
Yeah.
I know we're being insensitive, but all of that is preventable.
Yeah.
That is all preventable.
Insensitive to hungover people.
Yeah, I know. That's just it. Okay. Do you hold your breath while you are checking your email? You probably do and don't even realize it.
Oh.
A recent study found that 80% of us experience, you ready? Email apnea. not sleep apnea, email apnea.
Oh, there's something we need some necessary medical care for.
The temporary absence or suspension of breathing while reading or writing emails can actually be a problem if it happens at all. Now, come on. Shallow or irregular breathing rhythms can throw your body's oxygen levels off. Oh, come on. Can also disrupt your heart rate. Yeah, okay. That's not the same as sleep apnea, okay?
No.
That's from Business Insider today, but I mean...
I can't go to work today. I have email apnea.
Ooh, listen. I think you just came up with something.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be hearing that one. Okay, so, yeah, mention that to people today. Just... Hey, you suffer from email apnea? They go, huh?
What?
Yeah. Hey, this is a cool story. He took a bullet to the chest in a shooting that wounded two Boise, Idaho police officers last week. Now, Jardo, the canine officer, is on the road to recovery thanks to blood donations from two dogs who came to his aid.
Oh, cool.
A 6-year-old golden retriever named Miles and a 5-year-old pit bull named Cricket each donated blood that helped save Jardo's life.
Aw.
That's pretty neat.
Very neat.
Ordered to rest for the next 4 weeks, then we'll return to light duty, such as drug detection.
Yeah.
Do that for 4 weeks.
Just sniff.
That's it. Just sniff around and do that. So that's kind
wow.
of fun. We don't think about it that happened.
No, definitely not.
Here's a Dolly Parton story you didn't ever think you'd hear. The country legend is a huge advocate for literacy and started a charity called the Imagination Library 20 years ago. Nonprofit sends books to preschoolers every month, has distributed a total of over 85,000 books. Dolly tells CNN, "If you can read, you can self-educate." Her father never got a chance to go to school. Being illiterate hindered him a great deal, and he was proud of the work that she did with her books. So there.
Cool.
That's pretty neat. On the other side, now that Donald Trump's been elected president and will be taking the Oval Office soon, Hugh Hefner says nude pictures are coming back to Playboy. It's Donald Trump's fault. I'm just saying it right now. You'll know it now. Donald Trump's the one who did it. All right, are you under 30 years old and not worth millions of dollars? What's going on here?
Right?
What's your problem? Okay, Forbes magazine has their highest list, the highest paid list of celebrities under the age of 30.
Mm.
Jordan Spieth,
oh,
53
yeah.
million.
Mm. He's just
The Weeknd, who doesn't even know how to spell his name, is 55.
I'm just glad you knew million. That he was one person.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin Durant. He's making $56 million. Novak Djokovic?
Novak Djokovic.
I didn't know he was under 30. Okay, he's $56 million. The Biebs in at $56 million. Mm-hmm. Rihanna, $75 million. Adele, $80 million. Messi, the soccer player, at $81 million. One Direction.
All of them?
It says here, singer One Direction. I thought there was more than
there,
one.
There are
Well,
more.
We're throwing them out there.
Okay,
Forget it. Okay.
They're combined. That doesn't
and
count.
And number one, come on, who's number
oh,
one?
Oh, Taylor Swift.
That's right. Yeah, by a ton.
Oh, yeah.
$170 million.
I am almost there. I just need $170 million more to go.
That is insane.
It is. That is crazy money. Just crazy money.
And I know, I mean, she started young, but she's still young. She's only in her mid-20s.
Yeah.
And,
she's got more money than I'll ever see in my entire life.
A talented young lady. I think there's not any
she
doubt
is,
about
but,
that.
And you think about it, though. She hasn't acted in anything yet. She hasn't, you know, gone out and made her own perfume or clothing line, to my knowledge. So it's purely off of her music.
Yep, yep, that's what I mean. It's just starting. It is just starting. I guess if she needs to, wants to.
She's done some, like, Diet Coke commercials.
Right.
But,
I think
she
had a bit part in that Valentine's Day movie, too.
Yeah, okay.
She can't be making much off of that.
Right.
All right, it's 820 News Talk, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We mentioned this yesterday, so here's the story. We're telling you, we appreciate the texts and the phone calls, but we know in College Station you don't hold your phone when you talk to us, okay? Mm-hmm. Can't do that, hands-free. By analyzing chemicals, molecules, and germs on people's smartphones, researchers say they're able to learn more about the users and if the cell phone simply had been hacked. Your hands are leaving behind germs and skin cells. That can tell scientists everything about you, including your diet, your medications, your hygiene habits, your favorite beauty products, in addition to the places that you visit. CBS says swabbing cell phones for telltale markers is already being used for medical clinical trials, criminal profiling, airport screenings, tracking patient medication use, and environmental exposure studies. And the story that I read yesterday, I don't have in front of me right now. But what they're doing is they're saying, you know, there are situations where you can't get a DNA sample that is admissible in court. But by swabbing a cell phone, they may be able to get information that will be admissible in court. So it could change the legal system as well as far as the evidence is concerned. Mm-hmm. All from your cell phone. Not if you put it in a Ziploc and talk through the Ziploc, right?
Then they just swab the Ziploc.
That's it.
Barker Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us Best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan-College Station. License number TACALA 28101C. Sioux Falls Prater's selection of John Deere round balers maximize uptime and minimize operation costs, so you're able to do more for less. Right now, get a John Deere round baler at 0% interest for 48 months. John Deere balers are made with the strongest and most durable internal components. They also feature an adjustable hitch, a BaleTrak Pro Monitor controller, and a MegaWide Plus pickup with MegaTough pickup teeth. So stop by today or view our inventory at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 28, 2016. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
If you have a child or know of any children who are in need of a coat this winter, the annual Chad Jones Coats for Kids Coat Drive is going on now. This year we're supplying over 300 new coats for kids, 5 to 10 years of age, and are available to you at Chad Jones Law beginning November 7th. Just bring your child with you during regular business hours to pick out their coat. For more information, find us on Facebook or call 595-5000. That's 595-5000. Every coat makes a difference. Be a part of the annual Chad Jones Coats for Kids Coat Drive. A coat just might be the most important gift a child receives this year.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening, so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Take away 24, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Megyn Kelly said yesterday one of her lowest points during the 2016 presidential election was when her five-year-old daughter, Yardley, asked her what a bimbo was.
Her name's Yardley?
Yeah, her name's Yardley.
Okay.
There you go. So interviewed on Good Morning America, Megyn says the bimbo comment was made by President-elect Donald Trump on social media. Just one of the many tweets, including calling her a lightweight. That's true. A bimbo. Yeah, no. And average
so
in so many ways.
Lightweight. I'd take it as a compliment.
Okay. Right?
No, and she is average. She is just average. I mean, she's a smart enough person, but they have elevated her to such a point. I mean, again, if you'd have watched the last election campaign or the Republican and Democrat campaign, the conventions they had, she was the co-anchor with Brit Hume. And a couple of times, Brit Hume would just look at her and go, okay, what the hell are you saying? Anyway, but that's fine, and she deserves all the money that they want to pay her.
Yeah.
And I don't know what a bimbo is either, but, oh, by the way, she's got a new book out. That's the reason
she's
being interviewed.
Of course she does.
It's called Settle for More, and she's making like $25 million. So why does she want more? But that's a whole other story. All right, TV hot shows for last week. Dancing with the Stars in at number 8. Decision 16. Oh, I guess that was an election thing. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Football on Sunday night was number 6. Number 5 is NCIS Los Angeles. Number 4 is Big Bang Theory. Number 3 is the OT. Did we say that neither of y'all watched that?
Correct.
Yeah, no. Okay, yeah. All right. Number 2, 60 Minutes, and number 1, the Patriots and the Seahawks on NFL football. So,
hey, Timeless went to Watergate this week.
Ooh. No.
It was cool.
Okay, all
good
right.
Show.
I'll have to go back and catch that. Bruno Mars is going to play every place but Mars. He's going to do 90 shows in 17 different countries.
Wow.
Beginning March 28th, 2017 in Antwerp, Belgium. North American tour kicks off in June in Las Vegas, wraps up with 4 shows at the LA Forum. In New York, he is doing 4 shows, each of them at a different venue.
Wow.
That's kind of cool.
He's working hard.
Well, yeah. He is, and he's making money, so, you know, that's an all right thing, too. Okay, here we go. It's 8:26. The Mayor Brines joins us in about 10 minutes, just so you know that, okay?
Okay.
The Anxious Spleen. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. New research in stressed-out rats has discovered a brain-spleen connection. At the annual meeting of the Society for Neuroscience, Ohio State researcher Jonathan Godbout and his colleagues report that stressful situations cause the spleen to store up inflammatory white blood cells. A month later, just a mild reminder of that stress triggers a release of those cells, which travel to the brain and cause fresh feelings of extreme anxiety.
I can tell you that if I take that spleen out of that animal, we can't reoccur stress. We can't cause a reoccurrence of stress if I remove the whole spleen.
Other research suggests there may be similar effects in people. Godbout says if that's the case, the spleen could play a role in post-traumatic stress disorder and other anxiety-related psychological conditions, and could be a new target for treatment. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Jennifer Kishinka with your money now. According to legal papers filed by Walgreens, Theranos voided 11.3% of all blood test reports that the Silicon Valley lab firm provided to customers of Walgreens stores through a years-long partnership between the two companies. Theranos, whose main lab failed an inspection by U.S. regulators earlier this year, told Walgreens in June that it subsequently voided 31,000 test reports provided to the chain's customers. The International Energy Agency expects global oil consumption to peak no sooner than 2040, leaving its long-term forecast for supply and demand unchanged despite the 2015 Paris Climate Change Agreement. The Paris Accord to cut harmful emissions seeks to wean the world economy off fossil fuels in the second half of the century in an effort to limit the rise in average world temperatures. Right now, crude oil is sharply lower, down 62 cents at $45.19 a barrel. That's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
Facebook and his crazy fake news problem has apparently now turned into a small insurrection. Kim Commando with your Wednesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. As this ridiculous saga of fake Facebook news rolls into another day, BuzzFeed News is now reporting that angry Facebook employees have rejected their own CEO's claims that Facebook did not influence the election with fake news. So they've set up their own rogue internal task force to figure out how to combat false news. These employees meet in secret, so they can speak freely and without reprisals from Facebook's management. Let's not forget that this whole thing started because of an anti-conservative bias among Facebook's news editors. Meanwhile, both Google and Facebook say that they will no longer accept advertising money from websites known to disseminate fake news. How very noble. Edward R. Murrow must be rolling in his grave. Stay ahead with all the breaking tech news, updated all the time, at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO. All right, let me ask you a question. What's on your list of fun things to do this weekend? I'm guessing that it doesn't include backing up your computer files. Well, backup is never on my to-do list because I have Carbonite. Carbonite backs up your files to the cloud whenever you're connected to the internet, and they do it automatically and securely, so you don't even need to think about it. And since your backed up files will be safely in the cloud, this is so cool. You can access them on any computer or on your smartphone or tablet with a free Carbonite app. You know, I've been a Carbonite customer for many years, and I wouldn't recommend it to you unless I knew it was the best. I trust Carbonite with all my irreplaceable files, and so can you. Just be sure to use my name, Kim, because you're going to save 30% off Carbonite Cloud Backup, plus get 2 free bonus months when you buy a subscription. So hurry up and go to Carbonite.com before it's too late, and be sure to use offer code Kim. That's Carbonite.com, offer code Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 59 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. 4 days following a deadly crash near the freeway in North Bryan, survivors of the victim file a lawsuit against the other driver.
The estate of the victim, Maria Ramirez of Bryan, is seeking more than $1 million from Robert Spurger of Bryan and his employer. According to online court records, the estate claims the employer provided alcoholic beverages to Spurger at a company function prior to the crash, then allowed Spurger to drive a company pickup. Bryan police arrested Spurger for intoxication manslaughter following the collision on the northbound freeway exit ramp to Tabor Road. According to online court records, Spurger, who's still in jail on the criminal charge, claims the other driver was at fault and is seeking a jury trial. His employer has not filed an answer. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office has announced a Bryan man is admitted to possessing $5,000 of methamphetamine and almost $9,500 in cash. 28-year-old Zachary White, who was arrested 3 times in a 5-month period 3 years ago, asked to stay out of prison. Instead, he was sentenced to 28 years. One arrest was after a Brazos County deputy constable clocked White's motorcycle at 114 miles an hour. Another arrest was at a College Station storage unit, and the third was following an assault in College Station. Prosecutors say White admitted buying meth from the Dallas area and selling the drugs locally. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
2 changes are coming to College Station regulations covering roaming vendors. When council members wanted to give more days for tent sales to locally owned businesses, City Attorney Carla Robinson says this violates federal law.
If you want to extend the number of days, I would suggest that we extend the number of days for all vendors. That would be perfectly...
Oh, so not the out-of-town versus...
Right. That just make it uniform. Problem.
A council consensus gave all tent sales an additional 15 days a year and exempted mobile medical service vehicles that offer IV therapy.
They're providing a medical service, so we don't need to add to the federal and state guidelines on medical service regulation. And so, they're not serving alcohol, right? So we don't have to worry about that. Although that might be a brilliant business model to serve alcohol and then take care of them later.
James Benham said he made the request after going through an IV therapy session. Negotiations began yesterday between the Brazos County Commission and the College Station School District to have sheriff's deputies provide school resource officers next fall. Commissioners unanimously agreed with Assistant County Attorney Bill Ballard to meet behind closed doors.
One of them is that you vote unanimously that the liberation in an open meeting would have a detrimental effect to your negotiations stance in this process. Number two is... I, as the attorney advising the commissioner court, have a written determination that an open meeting would have that same detrimental effect to the position of the county in those negotiations.
CSISD is looking for a new provider of SROs after College Station police notified the district it was ending the service to deploy those officers on the streets. Baylor Scott & White Medical Center in College Station is partnering with Blinn College on a new training program. Among those talking at a joint news conference about surgical technology was the hospital's chief nursing officer, Tammy Spohn.
The Blinn students will get to work side by side with our team during their training.
Blinn Vice President Karen Buck says this is one of the 10 jobs with the highest number of annual openings as determined by the Brazos Valley's targeted occupations list.
Today's announcement illustrates how an effective partnership can be established between a healthcare provider and an educational entity.
Buck says a certificate program starts next year and in 5 years moves to an associate's degree. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 59 degrees. You can text us any time of the day at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Are you embarrassed because you have toenail fungus? Doctors in your area are conducting the STEP clinical research study evaluating the investigational use of a new device to see if it improves toenail fungus. If you are interested in a different method to oral, topical, or laser treatments which may be ineffective, take a step and learn more. Call 800-754-9717 or visit takeastepstudy.com. The longer you have the fungal infection, the longer it can take to remedy, and the more widespread or painful the infection can become. If you have at least one big toenail that is affected by toenail fungus, the STEP Clinical Research Study may be for you. Again, the STEP Clinical Research Study is evaluating the investigational use of a new device to see if it improves toenail fungus. Take a step in a new direction and learn more. Call 800-754-9717 or visit takeastepstudy.com. That's 800-754-9717 or visit takeastepstudy.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW is 837. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. All right, here's some numbers for you.
We will have plenty of sunshine out there for today. Your high temperature this afternoon up between 80 and 85. And for tonight, clear, low temperature, low 60s. Mix of clouds and sun, breezy, warm on Thursday. Again, about 80 to 85. More clouds on Thursday night, breezy with a chance of showers. Low temperature, mid-60s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms and cooler Friday, 70 to 74. This is Gary Bass, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There you go. The mayor of Bryan, Jason Bianski, joins us for your final interview as the mayor of Bryan. So, you know, good run.
Good morning, Scott. You sure about the final interview there, right?
As mayor of Bryan is what I said.
Yeah, right. As mayor of Bryan. Okay. There you go.
So you're going to run for another office?
Am I going to run for another office? I'm going to run for daddy of the year, take care of my 12 and 14-year-old daughters, keep them out of trouble, keep them away from boys, and chauffeur them around. That's what I've been doing to... taxi driver for the past few years,
sure.
But looking forward to spending some more time with family and staying in the real estate business. But okay. Opportunity ever presents itself, I'll always look into it. But I have enjoyed my many years of service to the citizens of Bryan, and it's been an honor to serve the citizens of Bryan as their mayor for the past 6.5 years.
Well, you've been busy. Will you be involved in the new effort for the new college?
Yes, I'm currently on the committee. May have a leadership role in that regards, but actually met last night to talk about it. So that's something we'll wait and see. But our new mayor-elect, Andrew Nelson, is the chair of that committee. We'd like to see him continue in that role, but depending on his obligations to the city of Bryan, you know, may take him away from this talent pipeline committee. But definitely working with the local officials and local citizens on those initiatives.
Well, of course, the point on this is vocational training, but is this something that really could expand to do other things and, in fact, end up being a competition to Blinn?
I don't see it as competition to Blinn. I think it's an avenue to work and partner with Blinn. If it's something that they can't provide or do not want to provide, then it's something that we can look at providing. you know, workforce training is very important. We've lost companies in the past because of lack of skill development and skill training for certain segments of the population. And we've had a few companies like Axis Pipe and Tube that actually had to provide training on site because it wasn't available for their needs. And then we've actually worked with Teeks on two or three different companies here recently that provided training for some of their needs. So we're working right now with a company that's got 60, 70 employees paying about $70,000 each for some type of technical training, but they won't come here unless we provide that type of assistance and training. So, you know, there's definitely some barriers that we need to get through. We'd love to work with Blinn College. I hope they would provide it. And providing the training here is very important. I think you've heard from many that some of the training is provided, but you know, when BISD and CISD have to drive to Brenham daily, weekly for that type of skill set and training, then you know that's not necessarily convenient for our residents here in Brazos County. And so we would like to provide more opportunities here in Brazos County, particularly, and willing to work with Blinn on locations and facilities and assistance to do so. But again, if they're not wanting to provide it for various reasons, and that's something we can look at, will that expand to things beyond technical training and vocational training? It could, but not necessarily in competition with Blinn College. But you know, that's going to be depending on the vote of the citizens. So if that comes to a vote, the citizens will decide what needs to be done, and if we participate in their taxing district, or if we start up something new, that'll be the public's decision.
Okay. Jason Miasi, the outgoing mayor of Bryan, joining us. Gibbons Creek sold. Now, is that going to include the lake also? And then what happens to the employees that were out there?
Yeah, I'm not at liberty right now to talk about the TMPA deal. Not all of the land was included in the deal. I would invite you to bring in some of those officials and talk with them. And more of the details, I do not sit on the TMPA board, and we haven't been haven't discussed it in city council in the past few weeks. So read about it just as you did, and happy to see the sale. I think it's a good thing for the ratepayers and for the taxpayers of Bryan. We are part of TMPA with Garland and several other cities involved, and so excited about the future there. And like I said, we can buy power cheaper through the grid elsewhere than you know, the coal-fired power that we're providing at Gibbons Creek. So you know, they've got some technology that they're going to do there. They're actually going to probably increase the labor force there. Whether or not those employees will be included in that, I think they'll work and do all they can to include the current employees and their future plans.
Well, the future seems to be very bright for the city of Bryan. This council, though, you voted $33 million in unbudgeted projects for the future. Your thought is that the tax base will be able to expand to handle that?
Well, the tax base has been expanded. We're also looking at hotel, motel taxes to help pay for some of the parks and stuff. And then we may have to reprioritize some other projects. And we'll take a look at that, and the future council will be taking a look at that. But it was important that we look at some of the projects that we've been talking about for many years, and many of those are parks. And so those decisions were made by a majority of council to move forward with that.
Well, you mentioned parks, and there's a couple of those, and I think you voted about $620,000 for a couple of parks. Can you give us the locations of those and maybe what the timeline is for them?
Yes. We've got one on the east side and one on the west side. Sienna Subdivision off of Old Reliance Road is one location. The other one's going to be Edgewater on the west side off of Villa Maria in those new subdivisions there. That's Randy French, Stylecraft area. We've got money set aside that the developers put into these parks. If we don't utilize that money within like 7 years, we can lose that money. So it was prudent to ignore it and move on. We needed to put our dollars in with the developers' dollars, and we need more parks. I don't think anyone would argue with that. You've got three brand-new subdivisions on the west side that this park will serve, and you've got some new subdivisions coming in on the east side that the Sienna Park will serve. And so in order not to jeopardize losing that money, and there's some additional grant money that's available that we can qualify for, and so we wanted to keep that on the table and leverage that as best we could.
Well, as times change, and again, we could have been talking even 8 months ago and not even known that Relis was going to happen. So you mentioned a moment ago maybe reprioritizing the things that may be done. So what are some things that maybe will fall a little bit when it comes to priority, when it comes to a limited amount of dollars that can be spent?
Well, you know, as our tax base continues to expand, I think you have a new council that is going to do all they can in economic development, business retention, and expansion. New dollars will come in. You know, our hot taxes increased over the years, will continue to increase with all the building and developing. And so as we expand in the east and the west and redevelop in the central parts, you know, with the sky's the limit with the Relis campus and what it might bring and potential development to the west side. You know, the new parks that we're talking about will hopefully attract some new development there. And so a lot of good things to come, which money then could be put into infrastructure improvements and existing parks and some of those. So future looks bright for the city of Bryan.
Even though your body did not get a chance to vote on it, what are your thoughts on Brazos Appraisal District getting a new facility?
Absolutely. I support it. Yeah, we had a majority consensus at our workshop meeting. You know, I was heavily in favor of them locating next door to the tax office. You know, anytime you've got land already off the tax rolls, that's where I would like to see it locate, as opposed to an area that could be developed and it's already on the tax rolls, and now you're taking it off the tax rolls. That land that the county owned was going to stay off the tax rolls. The county judge told me he had no plans of selling it or putting it back on the tax rolls. It's conveniently located to the tax office, so to have the appraisal district, a lot of people are confused. They don't know if they're going to the appraisal district or going to the tax office, and do we contest our taxes at the tax office? Do we go to the appraisal district to do that? Mm-hmm. And so having them side by side is a win-win for all the citizens of Bryan. The appraisal district is going to have a very nice new facility. I commend the board of directors and their staff and working with the county and the county for working with the appraisal district, because they are a separate entity, and locating there on the east side, centrally located for all residents in Bryan College Station. Their facility is going to be more customer-friendly, particularly when they have hearings in the summer. And you know, appreciate John Flynn and all that they've done in working with the entities. And I don't think you'll have any of the governing bodies vote against it. Everyone's been very supportive of it. That is what we wanted to see all along.
Sure. And finally, this story on TV last night. Obviously, there are folks who are upset about the new presidential change and sanctuary cities, sanctuary campuses. Apparently, there's a petition being circulated at A&M to make that a sanctuary campus. While it's not under your purview, what are your thoughts?
Well, I would tell you my thoughts are you need to invite President Young and Chancellor Sharp and the Provost Watson and ask them what their thoughts are, because I'm kind of curious, too, on how that's going to be handled. But, you know, I do think you need to abide by the law. You've got a new administration with President-elect Trump and Republican Congress and Senate, and so I'm sure you're going to see a lot being done about it. And, you know, I have no problem with a lot of what's been talked about. But, you know, how that affects the city of Bryan, we'll see. And that'll be something our new mayor-elect, Andrew Nelson, can deal with. It's actually been quite nice the past week, Scott, I have to admit, because I think everyone thought I left office on Election Day. Mm-hmm. So I still get all the fun aspects of being mayor and attending the functions and ribbon cuttings and all that. And Andrew told me last night that everyone's calling him with the issues. And so,
there you go.
You know, it's great. It's kind of like the best of both worlds now. But
well, any other final thoughts on that, too?
Absolutely. I wanted to mention, you know, I've had an outstanding relationship with Mayor Barry and the City Council in College Station, and with Judge Peters and the Commissioner's Court in the county, and A&M and Blinn College over the years. We ended all lawsuits when we took office back in 2010. The Bavisma deal's been going great. We've probably got the best relationship with Brazos County and the City of College Station that we've ever had, and that's what we need to continue moving forward. I'm very confident that the two councils and the Commissioner's Court will continue to work together. Our Texas Triangle Park's been very successful, and want to commend all those involved in that. A lot of new businesses locating out there on that northwest corridor, and a lot of good things. I'm very thankful to our staff at the City of Bryan. You know, they're the best. They're the absolute best from the top to the bottom, whether it's the men and women on our front lines that you see on a day-by-day basis that might be picking up your trash or filling your potholes or taking care of your water main breaks, or if it's at the top level of city management from top to bottom, our first responders, police and fire, the men and women there, outstanding. You know, we've got the best city staff. I'm very pleased and honored to have served with all of them. My secretary, Priscilla, that keeps me out of trouble, and Marilyn Strada and Keene Register, our city manager, all of them have done an outstanding job for us. I want to thank our citizen committees. We have hundreds of people that serve the city of Bryan and the commissions and commission capacities, and I want to thank them for helping move Bryan forward, and particularly the city council members. We're all passionate about what we believe in. We all love the city of Bryan, you know, and in good times and bad, the city of Bryan has made tremendous progress over the past 10 years, and I'm proud to have a small part of that. And finally, want to thank my family for the opportunity to serve the citizens for the past 12 years, and I want to thank the voters of the city of Bryan for many opportunities to serve them and to help make the community that we love so much better. And I'm excited about the new council, and Mayor-elect Andrew Nelson's going to do a wonderful job. He's going to take it to the next level, and congratulate him and Councilmember-elect Prentice Madison and Councilmember-elect Ruben Marine. Had the opportunity of serving with their fathers in the past, two of my mentors, Paul Madison and Joe Marine. And so it's I'm honored to – I'll have a short little stint with both of those gentlemen before I leave office, so right. I could say I served with two generations of Marine and Madisons. But I want to thank you, Scott, and Brazos Broadcasting and WTAW for the opportunity every few weeks, in good times and in bad. You know, it was always educating the public on the things that are going on, and thank you for keeping our – citizenry informed of everything going on, good and bad. And like I said, hopefully more good than bad. But again, want to thank everyone involved for making Bryan better and for moving Bryan forward. And thank you for the opportunity.
Okay. Appreciate your service, too, to the city. That's outgoing Mayor Jason Byanski. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Reichen Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so is insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Reichen has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a business owner, you've poured your blood, sweat, and tears into your passion. So save money while working with someone you know and someone you trust. Van Dyke Reichen Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
Anytime you can blend a football game, tailgating, and, well, sort of a petting zoo in one location, well, that deserves a bravo, don't you think? After more than 40 years of going to Aggie football games, now I have time to stop and smell the horses. That's the grand steeds of the Parsons Mounted Cavalry, who before each Aggie home game, they hang out with the rest of the Aggie tailgaters over at Spence Park by the east side of Kyle Field. Now, how cool is that? They form this corral where the horses graze on Aggie grass, and the members of the Parsons Mounted Cavalry, well, they bring the horses to the edges to visit with the fans and the kids of all ages. They love it. I loved it when I visited with Matt Kuhas, a senior from, of all places, Charleston, South Carolina. It's his first year with the Parsons Mounted Cavalry.
We bring the horses over here so they can eat before we march in or ride in with them with the rest of the Corps. Fans can come up and visit with them, pet them.
And ask questions. To the horses or to the guys?
A lot of people ask about the horses, different personalities, and like to get to know the horses. They ask about what we do and kind of just how we do it, so yeah. It's good to talk to them.
Parsons Mounted Cavalry, formed in 1973, it's the successor to the Mounted Cavalry units that play a central role in A&M tradition. Now, this is a parade and show unit composed of sophomores, juniors, and senior cadets. They represent the university at events across Texas. Now, I had to ask the senior, Matt Kuha, how he became an Aggie, not a Gamecock.
I was a Gamecock fan growing up. My sister goes to Clemson, so I couldn't really go there anymore. But I came here for the Corps of Cadets so I could join the military.
So it's all part of the experience of Aggie football. And, you know, even if you don't have a ticket to the game, well, it's a great family outing. The Fan Zone, Spence Park, the Spirit Walk, and go meet the horses of the Parsons Mounted Cavalry. But that's after you park at Kyle Field. Ah, parking. That's a joy, isn't it? So I talked to one of the parking attendants, one of the guys who tells you where you can go, where you can't go, who hears all the excuses. He didn't know whether his boss would be listening to this, so he just gave me his first name.
Stan. What time did you get here this morning?
At 5:30.
5:30 a.m. That was for a 6 p.m. kickoff. Yeah, he was going to be there till about 11:30 at night. So he's had time to hear just about all the excuses.
They want to go here, and they just don't care where they go. They just want to go and pay.
So being the guy that tells you where you can park, where you can't park, why you can't park there, why you got to park over there, what's the best part of this job?
I just like the atmosphere, like being around here. And
the worst part of the job? Stan's no dummy.
I can't say. This comes with, you know.
Stan's boss is not listening.
I don't know. He might be. I don't know what radio station he's on. it's got its good and its bad, but, you know, majority overall, it's a good place to be.
So I asked Stan what's his full-time job.
I'm in transportation services.
You are?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh. So you just deal with headaches all year round, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'm stressed right now.
You're stressed right now? What, talking to me on the radio?
It's just a long day and trying to get everything situated.
Yeah, well, thank you, Stan, for doing what you do, and keep listening to those excuses. I'm Tom Turbyville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors. Aggie class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan-College Station. License number TACALA-28101.
About 3 minutes till Newstalk 1620 WTAW. The mayor brought donuts for us today.
That was so sweet of him.
It was. But it's his last visit. I mean, he could have brought them before now. I'm kidding. No, anyway, thank you for that. So if you look for any sign of illness, eventually you will find one. And if you Google any of them, you will end up believing that you are moments away from death.
Absolutely.
The internet has become a crucial tool for anybody with any kind of health anxiety, but it now turns out that those who suffer from some sort of hypochondria are more likely to develop an actual illness.
Power of suggestion.
So, hypochondria can actually make you sick. A recent Norwegian study of more than 7,000 people found that people with health anxiety were 70% more likely to develop heart disease over 10 years than those who don't. Jeez.
Wow.
Don't think about it, okay? Just don't.
But seriously, if you go on, WebMD or whatever, you know, you'll find out that you either have a cold or a terminal illness.
Sure. No, it's, you go, oh, God, I feel terrible now. I'm going to get up and leave. A Wyoming bookstore has banned Wi-Fi and electronics. Yahoo, good for you. Wind City Books, trying to get customers to actually read books.
What?
A sign posted at the entrance asks customers to leave their cell phones and computers in their bag. And as it says, take a break, live like it's 1993, emails can wait.
What is a book?
Good on them.
A book.
Good on them. I like that. I think that's a wonderful thing. Super Mario's long-awaited mobile debut coming very soon. Nintendo has announced that Super Mario Run will be launched December 15th. The game will feature three different modes, each of which you can try out for free. But in order to get the complete experience, you'll have to pay a one-time fee of $9.99.
Aww.
Now, we talked about Nike self-lacing shoes. Remember, that was a while back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now the sad truth comes out. Nike's HyperAdapt 1.0 shoes are about to go on sale. They automatically adjust to the wearer as they put them on, despite internet rumors suggesting the retail price would be $1,000. It's not true. 720.
Yes,
that's way better. Yeah.
Yeah, they will be available to a small group of Nike Plus members on November 28th via the Reserve for You feature on its app. Otherwise, they'll go on sale at two of its New York City locations December 1st.
I've been saving up for that $1,000, and you know I just about have 720, so that's perfect.
Yeah, oh, it'll be perfect. Yeah, because you want self-lacing shoes.
Right. Anyone with that much money would want self-lacing. I haven't had the time to tie my shoes.
Where can you wear them? I mean, you can't. You can't walk through mud. Mm-mm. Whatever. All right.
But again, you know, if you're one of those people.